You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by Northside Bible Church.
Well, you know, when someone loves you enough that they'll die for you, they love you. You say, well, nobody's ever died for me. Somebody did die for you before you were ever born. Some 2,000 years ago, there was a man named Jesus. Jesus the Christ came to this earth, showed us God, lived like God, but yet he lived like man as well. And he loved us. He loved us enough that he gave himself for us. This is a love song to my Jesus. Your love is higher than the mountain. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your mercy never ceases to amaze me. Day after day, your love for me remains. Your love is higher than the mountain. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your mercy never ceases to amaze me. Day after day, your love for me remains. Deep within my heart, Lord, I'm crying out for you. Wrap your arms around this heart of mine. Each and every day, Lord, I give you all my praise. Father, I am so in love with you. Your love is higher than the mountain. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your mercy, it never ceases to amaze me. Day after day, your love for me remain. Morning by morning, my eyes can see the sun, and all of my worries fade away. Jesus, my Savior, you're the music of my heart. You gave me the reason to give my very best. after day, your love for me remains. Day after day, your love for me remains. Thank you. Thank you.
If you have your Bibles tonight, would you turn with me to the book of John? And if you don't have your Bible and lack to turn to the book of John, if you raise your hand, we'll get you a Bible. John chapter 13, we're going to be there, and then we're going to go back a couple of books to the book of Matthew. In the 12th chapter of John, Jesus finished his public ministry. And he spent the last days of his life and the hours with those closest to him, his disciples. And he gives them some instruction. And in John chapter 13, verse 36, Peter asked him a question. Peter, as everybody knows, is one of the most audible disciples of Christ. Peter reminds me a lot of most of us. And Peter said unto him in verse 36, Lord, whither goest thou? And Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I'll lay down my life for thee, for thy sake. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. What I want to talk to you tonight is about Peter and the rooster. Peter said, I'll go wherever you want me to go. We don't go anywhere, sir. He said, I'll go wherever you want me to go. And he said, no. In fact, not only will you not go with me, he said, you will deny me three times before this night's over with. It was the night that Jesus was arrested, and they would beat him and whip him and take him to be crucified. Let me, and hold your finger here, because we're going to come back to that real quick. But go back with me to the book of Matthew, and I want you to see those three denials. Matthew chapter 26, verse 69. They've got Jesus before a kangaroo court. Peter sat without in the palace, it says, verse 69. And a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. And he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. But when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art also one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Now back to John. In verse 38, that last verse of John 13. Will you lay down your life for my sake? Verily I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Pray with me just a moment. Our Father, help us to get a real clear picture of what we're talking about tonight. Father, help us to keep things very simple, to not complicate anything and glorify your Son in the process. And realize, before we make too harsh a judgment on Peter, that we're all been guilty of denying you. Now bless the next few minutes together. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Everybody will crow about themselves like Peter did. I will go wherever you want me to go. I'll do it all. We all have judgmental boundaries. Every one of you, myself included, will say, I would never do that. Well, I tell you what, I've done a lot of things, but I'd never do that. Old so-and-so's over in jail. He's in there for... But I would never do that. And by the way, and I don't want to show hands on this, but everybody in here has already done something you said you'd never do. And that's what really irks many of us. Maybe it gnaws on guys more because we're macho and we're tough and we can handle it. And we've done things that really has disappointed ourselves in ourselves. And we hope to God nobody ever finds out about it. We've all been there. We've done those things. But we've acted like our sins were better than somebody else's. And by the way, there's not any good sin, people. see, we've kind of rated them. Like first, second, third degree or something. Well, this sin is just a misdemeanor. Can't even serve time for it. You know, this sin is third degree felony. God doesn't do that. Sin is sin. When God begins to list the names of sins, right beside murder is the word envy. Well, murder's a lot worse than envy. Besides, I can hide envy. I can envy people and you can't tell it. I can covet and you can't tell it. There are certain sins I can hide. But boy, I've never killed anybody. I've never done that. We love to crow about ourselves. Let me tell you something else about us. Everybody in here has experienced part of what Peter experienced. We have heard the rooster crow. Sometime it was the gavel of a judge. Sometime it was that iron door locking behind us. Sometime it was a siren. Like David and Bathsheba, when David committed adultery and tried to hide it, he heard the rooster crow when Bathsheba said, I'm with child. I'm with child. Can't hide that. See? Sometime it's just the closing of a coffin. But we've heard the rooster crow. We've heard. And we will again. Bible said it. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I can tell you, As a young guy, and when I say young guy, everybody Everybody I know is a young guy anymore. They're all younger than me, just about. But a guy that at one time was very active in living for the Lord. A guy that had all kinds of talent. And visited with him a little bit the other day. And as I left, I thought, dear God, what this guy's going to have to go through. He's gotten a divorce. He's running and playing. He was raised in a godly family, and now he's learned to drink and party and do all of those things. And the rooster's in his life he's not going to enjoy. And I hate that. And he will hate it. As I look back over my life, so many times I've heard that rooster. And I hate how I fail. And I hate being a coward. I remember on a ball club I was fortunate enough to get to be on. We had a quarterback that thought he was a linebacker. He just had the mentality of a linebacker. And we had a tackle that weighed about 235, 240 that had been in the service twice. He was a year older than our line coach. This old boy was one tough old boy. And one day that quarterback, who was about half his size, jumped on him. And people just kind of backed off. And this quarterback had just, I mean, he is swinging and this guy is just holding him out there like that. And he said, son, you have really got a lot of courage, but your judgment is terrible. And he just pushed him. He said, you know, I've never had much courage, but I've had a lot of poor judgment. Just a shortcut, another way to do things and not facing up to the truth. Everybody gets to hear the rooster crow because we've denied him. But you know what's amazing about this? Is that everybody gets a second chance. I want you to look back now at John with me for a moment. Verse 38, that last verse in John 13. Jesus said unto him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice, three times. He said, you really say you're going to follow me wherever I go? He said, man, you won't even take, you'll just deny me. You wouldn't stand up for me. But I want you to not stop reading there. Let me tell you about most of us in Bible study. We quit studying before God quits teaching. See, that's why we come up with a bunch of false doctrine. We don't get the whole picture. I want to give you the whole picture tonight. I want you to keep reading, even though we're going into chapter 14. Look what Jesus said. Now notice just what he said. He said, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Now listen to this. Let not your heart be troubled. Do what? What? Wait a minute. He just got on Peter. He said, Peter, you're going to deny me three times. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions, but were not so, I would have told you. Let me tell you, Peter made tons of mistakes. But when God called Peter, he left his career in fishing and never looked back. He didn't question him. He didn't say, how much time did I get off? Go get a vacation? Can I have some overtime? When Jesus walked by and said, follow me, Peter left his fishing nets and followed him. When Jesus Christ introduced the fact that he was going to die on the cross, Peter argued with him. He said, "You're not either. We're not going to have that. That's not the way it's going to work." And he made a lot of mistakes. Here we see where he's denied him three times. As the night went on, when they came to arrest Jesus, Peter grabbed a sword and cut a guy's ear off. Now, of all things, if you want to get people to listen to you, you don't cut their ear off. You might cut their arm off or their leg off, but you don't cut their ear off. Jesus had to go over and put the ear on back on the guy. He told Peter to put the sword up. Fishermen don't know much about swordsmanship anyway, so you shouldn't let a fisherman have a sword anyhow. But Peter, this was Peter. This was the guy that's always jumping out there. But let me tell you something else about Peter. And why Jesus said, "Come follow me." He did come and follow him. And by the way, old Peter still holds the water walking record. Because he's the only one got up out of the boat and said, "Let me walk on that water. Let me come to you, Jesus." Jesus said, "Come on." He did that. Peter, as bad as he failed, and we read where he remembered it and he wept. And I'm sure he had a lot of time. The next few days he had time to think about this, because for the next, they crucified Jesus. And then for 3 days he lay in the grave. And I'm sure Peter wept and kicked himself and said, "Is this the way it ends?" It ended with the last thing that Jesus saw is me denying him. But Jesus got up. That's why he said, "Let not your heart be troubled." And a few days later, Peter's going to preach at Pentecost, and 3,000 people are saved. And a few days after that, he's going to preach and 5,000 men were saved. He writes 2 books and the Word of God. This was a man that God sent out there to do. Let me tell you, you don't see nobody is perfect. God didn't call anybody because they're perfect. He calls you because if you want to be used of him and say, "Hey, I'll try it." And Peter would try it. He'd try walking on water. He'd try whatever. And this is what he did. Folks come to me and say, "You know, God had a call on my life." I talked to a person here a while back. He said, "God called me." He said, I didn't answer that call. I didn't do what God wanted me to do. And God's through with me." No, God's not. If God was ever going to be through with anybody, he'd got through with Peter. You can learn that lesson tonight. As long as you're sucking air, as long as you can walk and talk, or use sign language, if you're breathing, God's not through with you. God's got something for you. If you're not saved, God wants you to be saved. That's why he's gave you another day. He didn't guarantee it yesterday, but we have it today. He wants you to be saved. The Bible said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the repentance. And then those of his children that have failed, he said, "Come on back home. Come on home." All of us have been prodigals. But when that prodigal got up out of that hog pen that we've all been in, and when he starts home, Daddy sees him a long way off. And Daddy goes to meet him. And Daddy hugs him. And Daddy said, put a ring on his finger. Put a new robe on him. Shoes on his feet. We're going to have a banquet. He said, God wants you to have the best. And God is not through with anybody. Yeah, but you know, I've got a record. So is a lot of people. Well, but I've done this. So has a lot of people. The first man ever thrown in prison in the Bible became the number 2 man in the world because he let God use him. I cannot tell you. I was trying to think today. Because 27 years ago, last January, I walked into Big Spring Federal Prison to do a Bible class. I was greener than a gourd. And those guys wore me out for 6 years. They taught me a lot of things. But I've seen over the years so many people turn to Christ and seen their life do an about face and go from the gutter to the throne in no time. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe in Jesus Christ, because He can do that for you. I want you to bow your heads. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Nobody looking around. And tonight, the Holy Spirit of God has spoken to your heart. I didn't, because I don't know, but God knows. And you say, Leland, I've never been saved. I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be able to leave here knowing that I'm going to heaven. That I can leave here with my heart not troubled, as Jesus said. Would you pray for me? Would you just slip your hand up? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. God bless you. I see your hand. Someone else, real quickly. I see your hand and yours too. You slip them back down once you slip them up. Thank you. Someone else. I've never been saved. I want to be saved. Anyone else? Real quickly. Also, I see you, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you. Maybe you are God's child. You don't doubt that, but you know this. You've quit Him. Now, He didn't quit you. You quit Him. Would you like to come home? He stands with open arms, wanting you to come home. Your life is not over. You can get a fresh start, just like Peter did. You just need to come and make that recommitment to follow Him wherever He wants you to go. When we sing in a moment, Charles is singing just in a minute. If that's your testimony, I want you to come to this altar and get down on your knees and say, Lord, here am I. What do you want me to do? I just surrender to you. I want you to take me and do whatever you want me to do. For those that lifted your hand and maybe those that didn't, but you've never been saved, here's what I want you to do. I want you to come to this altar. And somebody will take a Bible and talk with you about how to be saved. When we stand, just in a moment, with our heads still bowed and eyes still closed, on the very first verse, I want you to come so you can leave here tonight listening as Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'll come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody cometh to the Father but by me. Our Heavenly Father, may these decisions glorify you. Have your own way. In Christ's name we pray. Would you stand to your feet, head still bowed, eyes still closed? Would you come on the very first verse?
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod.
Come on. Lord, I'm coming home.
Come.
Would you come? sinner done.
Of love. Lord, I'm coming home.
We're going to sing one more verse and then we're through. Nobody comes.
I'm
not going to beg you to come, because if I beg you to come, then I have to beg you to stay. We're not going to do that. But would you come? Say, Lord, I'm coming home. What have I done? What I do now? They're free. Pick one up. One of the salvation calendars. Whatever you need. Our Father, we thank you for those tonight that made decisions for you. Father, I know this. That they'll never regret taking a stand for you. Lord Jesus, there's a lot of things in my life I regret. But none of them have to do with standing for you. I haven't done that very much. I'm pretty weak at that. But the few times I have, never regretted it. Now, Father, bless the people that are here tonight. Thank you for meeting with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.